Belmont Wine, how can I direct your call?
Hey, can I speak to Andy, please?
Sure, one second.
Thank you.
Belmont Wine, this is Andy.
Hi, Andy. This is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Fine. Bank of what?
It's the Bank of Cardiff, D-I-F-F, like Cardiff by the Sea. We spoke earlier last month. For a little while, we were talking about some stuff. We had extended an offer to you guys. You were talking about the line of credit with Wells Fargo. Does that ring any bells?
Yeah, I vaguely remember that.
Yeah, it's something like that. I was just kind of looking to touch in here and kind of see how things were going for you guys. I remember last time you had a pretty leveraged line of credit with them and kind of trying to work around it. I'm not sure if we came up with a solution or anything, but how's it going now?
What we have now with Wells is a term loan, so we're going to pay that off in 2 years.
Okay, so you ended up taking a term loan with Wells Fargo?
Yeah.
Okay. How much did you guys take out?
Oh, I don't know, 1.75.
Okay. And do you know the percentage they had you guys at?
Not offhand, no.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we do something similar to that. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Working Capital Program. Does that ring any bells? It's something similar to that. We base it off of just your annual sales. We can generally unlock 10 to 15% of that as just unsecured cash. It kind of helps move the businesses and stuff along. The reason I was asking about the Wells Fargo thing is I know their lines of credit come at pretty low rates, but that there's all kinds of negatives with using a line of credit just because when you go over 50%, it becomes callable, things like that. So people generally start to lean towards our programs afterwards. But you did take out a term loan with them. Do they have that clause where you're not allowed to do third-party financing?
We're considering that,
right.
That was the case on the line of credit. I haven't had a chance to review the conditions on the term loan.
I got you. Yeah. I guess depending on what you guys got the term loan for, was this pretty recent?
Yeah, a few months ago. Wells, we were using the line of credit primarily to finance our inventory,
right,
rather than handle the accounts receivable, which most people do.
Sure.
We get paid up front from most of our customers, so our accounts receivable is generally pretty low.
Right.
So they decided we weren't doing that great for a while. They didn't want to continue with the line of credit because we were always maxed out on that. So
right.
They suggested we switch that over to a term loan, which we did.
Okay.
And so for the time being, we're just paying that down.
Okay.
Although we kind of expect Wells to, you know, we may be able to renegotiate that thing.
Yeah, that probably. Sure, that would definitely be a good idea. So Wells has been under all kinds of pressure here recently. We've been getting a lot of their clients calling into us. I'm sure you saw in the news and whatnot.
I heard about some of the stuff.
Right, a little bit. Yeah. The problem with them is it seems like they have your accounts here like over leveraged. If you guys were maxing out your lines of credit, and then they kind of switched over to a term loan. I'm just curious as to the terms for the rates for that term loan. I feel like they might have kind of, do you remember them being comfortable or kind of a little excessive?
One second.
Sure.
Let's see. Bank loans.
Hey, good afternoon. It's Pete from Cardiff. I was trying to touch base with Ben. Is he in?
I'll
leave him a quick message or a voicemail.
Sure, take your time. So it was 1.75 million, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
858-225-1 second.
Sure.
We'll have to discuss it later. I'll have to take this phone call.
Sure, you can go for it. No worries.